I'm Pete Sweeney, and he's BJ Kissel, and we are in Mobile, Alabama, after the second day of Senior Bowl week coverage. BJ, Chiefs Kingdom has been asking a lot about receivers. Mm-hmm. Who stood out to you today as far as receivers?
I'm going to start with Tyler Lockett, just because he's the local guy. I was obviously going to come down here and watch him, but he's also come here and made plays. We watched him in the one-on-one drill today. He had three reps in the one-on-one drill, and all three times caught the pass. One was across the middle, had a hitch and go for a touchdown. You had a great vine of it that you put out on Twitter that I know a lot of K-State fans got a chance to see. It was very popular, but made a play there, and then what's interesting about all three of those plays, they all came against different defensive backs. He stepped up, made a lot of plays. And then another guy that's played on the outside of him for most of those reps today was Auburn's Sammy Coates, a different kind of receiver than Lockett. He's a lot bigger, more physical, projected as a first-round pick, according to a lot of people that are down here. And he's made plays, too. He shows you why he's been one of the top receivers in the country.
Of course, receivers are going to need quarterbacks, and quarterbacks are going to need time. So who do you see on the offensive line that you like?
The two guys that have really stood out, and I've talked with quite a few people, and we've interviewed quite a few people, and Lake and Tomlinson from Duke has really made a lot of impact here so far at the Senior Bowl, according to a lot of the analysts that are down here as an interior offensive lineman. And then Ray Havenstein from Wisconsin, the right tackle, blocked for the Melvin Ingram and that running game up at Wisconsin. He's big, he's lean, he's really showed well down here.
Now flipping to the other side of the ball, what about on defense? Who have you liked on defense?
Yeah, I think we talked to several different people, and they all like the Miami guys. And one of those would be Ladarius Gunter, the defensive back out of Miami. Came out here, made a lot of plays. And then earlier today, we saw Utah's Nate Orchard and Washington's Danny Shelton. They continue to be two of the hot names here at the Senior Bowl. Shelton came in as probably the best player here, and he's done nothing to dissuade anybody from believing that.
So those are a lot of names of people you like out here. That really wraps up day two as far as players. Now, heading into day three, what can Chiefs fans expect to see on the set?
Tomorrow morning, there's going to be a feature on Devin Smith. When I had a chance to speak with him the other day, he talked to us about a player that he looks up to, a former Missouri Tiger wide receiver. You guys at home could probably figure out who that is, but we got a feature on that. Had a lot of good things to say. We've spoke with several different people about Devin Smith and what he could bring to the Kansas City Chiefs if he ends up being their selection in the upcoming draft. But a lot of good stuff coming.
Daniel Jeremiah actually said something about Devin earlier, right?
Yeah, he said that he thought he would make a great fit with the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid offense and give something to the Chiefs that he doesn't feel that they have right now. And I got to go with Daniel Jeremiah. The guy's been a scout for a long time. He knows what he's doing, and he's one of the best in the business for a reason, and I can't say I disagree with him.
All right, well, that wraps up day two coverage of Senior Bowl week. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. Keep it locked in at kcchiefs.com for the rest of the week's coverage.
65 toss power trap.